Jewel 88.5, 8 minutes past 9 o'clock. I drove all night from Celine Dion. All right, this is February the 26th, and around this time of the year, some people are thinking to themselves, you know what, I don't have a will. And then some other people are thinking to themselves, well, you know, that's for down the road. You don't do that right now, but you should. And once again, joining us is Les Kotzer from FamilyFight.com and lawyer, a specialist in wills and estates. Good morning, Les.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me on. You know, what you're saying is so correct. Mm-hmm. As a wills lawyer, I see so many people who say to me, you know, my father passed away without a will, or my father's will was done in 1963 and he left a mess for us. Mm-hmm. Gary, you've got to protect yourself. One of the things I do in my law practice here in Thornhill is I offer free will reviews. And I have people come into my office. I will give out a website after, and they make an appointment, and we will look at their will for free. And I often find problems. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. This lady came into my office, didn't speak English that well, and she says to me, I'm coming in for a free review, but I'm sure my will is perfectly fine. So I said, well, I'll look at it. So I'm looking at the will, and I see she's very, she's really anxious to get out of my office. She knows her will's perfect. So it's a homemade will, type like 20-page type will, and I look at it, and I say to her, ma'am, I guess you only have one child. She said, what are you talking about? I said, you have one child named Frank. She said, what are you trying to do, sell me a will? I said, no. She said, I have three children. I said, ma'am, it says here that I leave everything to my son, Frank, and he's my only executor. And by the way, it says that my son, Frank, is the best son in the world. No other son is like him. He's the best son anybody could ever ask for. She says, what are you talking about? That's not correct. So I look at the will with her, and she says, oh, my God, I can't believe what I'm reading here. You're right. It leaves everything to my son, Frank. I said, ma'am, can I ask you who wrote your will for you? Did you do it? She said, no, Frank did.
Whoa.
So you've got to be careful.
Yeah.
Some of the things that I see in these wills, things that are wrong, there's a clause that goes in every will that I do that makes sure that if your son or daughter gets separated after you die, your daughter-in-law or son-in-law, as the case may be, is not going to be running on the beach in the Bahamas saying, great, my mother-in-law died, and I got half the money made from that inheritance on this divorce. So we put a clause to stop that.
Right.
I'm setting up trust for grandchildren. A lot of grandparents out there are saying, how do I protect my grandkids? If I leave everything to my two kids, yeah, they'll leave it to maybe to their kids when they die, but what if they don't? What if they die and leave it to my daughter-in-law? She gets remarried and cuts my own grandchildren out because she has a new family.
Right.
So we can talk about that as well.
Okay, Les, what would happen, let's say somebody does not have a will, what happens to your assets and possessions? What happens?
Well, the government writes the will for you. Basically, there's no executor name. The law sets out who the beneficiaries are. It depends if you're married. If your best friend doesn't get a penny, your child who's your caregiver doesn't get more than the kids who never see you. It's a mess, Gary. I see it with not just not having a will. Having an outdated will can also be a problem because, as I said, so many variables are missing in a lot of the wills that I see. You know, I had a woman come in to me. She said, I'd leave my house on John Street to my son, Bob. And I said, you still own the house on John Street? She said, no, I moved to Young Street. I said, well, guess what? Bob's not getting your house. You were very specific. Mm-hmm. So the fact is, we offer these free will reviews so people can bring them in and we'll look at them and make sure they're up to date. Also, power of attorney.
Yeah.
So many people don't have power of attorney. They think that it's in their will. It's never in your will. And there's so many power of attorneys that are out of date, and the government can step in and freeze your assets if you're sick. Power of attorney means you appoint your spouse, your child, somebody you trust. That's not your executor.
Mm-hmm.
Your executor's in your will. Your power of attorney is a separate document, one for health and one for property.
Okay, and once again, what would happen if you didn't have power of attorney and and your family is there with you? What happens now? Or your family's not there. What happens in that case?
Well, Gary, you're in a car accident. You're driving in the hot. Right now, you're driving in a 401, and a truck tire hits your windshield. You're taken to a major hospital in Ontario. You don't know the time of day. One doctor says to you, Gary, God forbid, Gary, what's 10 times 10? What's your phone number? What's your bank account? And you can't answer those types of financial questions. By the law of Ontario, the government gets notice from the doctor. The doctor must forthwith send notice to the government that you've lost your capacity. He issues what's called a certificate of incapacity. Once the government gets a certificate of incapacity that Gary Gamble has lost his ability to act for himself, they step in and manage everything Gary Gamble owns.
Right.
Your wife and your child have no power. They manage your business, your assets. You know, we have a website, powerofattorneyinfo.com. That's powerofattorneyinfo.com. And I was on City TV where a woman was interviewed, and one word was missing from her power of attorney, and the government said, we don't recognize it, and the government's running her husband's half of the house because he had a stroke in the car, and she's running her half of the house. So the fact is, you've got to go to Power of Attorney Info and watch that to understand why power of attorneys are so important. And one of the things my firm has done is we've developed kits for people. For $50, they can do their own power of attorneys. They don't have to go to a lawyer if they don't want to, and they can get them on powerofattorneyinfo.com.
You also did a number of books out, The Family Fight and... The Family War, where you're discussing inheritances. So there's so much involved in all of this.
Yes, and all of those, Gary, if people want to get hold of me, I'm available at familyfight.com. They can make the appointment there because we have a link to willappointment.com. Mm-hmm. So they can go to familyfight.com. They can get our books. We have three books, and we have a new one coming. And this new one is going to be called The Wills Lawyers. They're stories of money, inheritance, family, greed, and betrayal. And the very first line in the book is about one person saying to me, my brother in business circles is a big shot, and he only wants to be known by his first two names, Randall Quincy. But at home, we just call him Owen, right, because he's always in debt and owing money to everybody. Okay? So right, there's your joke of the day.
There you go.
But anyways, they can get hold of me at familyfight.com. They can go on there, click there. There's a link to the books, link to our willappointment.com. They can get power of attorney kits on there, and they can make the appointment. They can call us for an appointment for a free will review, and we'll look at their wills. Or if you don't have a will, come on in, and we will help you. There's no cost initially to come in and talk to us. We'll set up a plan for you. We're lawyers here, and we're happy to help you.
There you go. Les Kotzer from Fish & Associates Law Firm, I should say. And we should know that for you, those of our listeners who listen to 88.5, you've probably heard this next song that we're going to be playing. Les Kotzer is also an accomplished songwriter. This is one of his songs. Time Span is the name of the band. The song is Photos in a Drawer. Les, stay on the line for us. We'll have a quick chat after we hear Photos in a Drawer. Jewel 88.5, Photos in a Drawer by Time Span, written by lawyer Les Kotzer from FamilyFight.com and Fish & Associates. That is a beautiful song, Les.
Gary, thank you. You know, I was at a seminar a while back, and you have a ton of listeners. Jewel has amazing listenership, and I do seminars for people about wills and estates, and they played the song at the seminar, and people are coming up and saying they hear it on the Jewel, and they absolutely love the song. I wrote it for my mother to honor her when she passed away, and it means a lot to me, and I hope it means a lot to others. I wrote other songs for my beautiful children and my beautiful wife, and I have a website where people have always asked me, how do I get hold of that song, because there's not a lot of places you can get it.
Right.
They can go to my website. I have a special website for songs. It's called www.touchyourheartsongs.com, and I think they can download it like 99 cents or something, but it's a special site dedicated to the songs I've written, and I have other songs on there as well. Some are demos, and we're looking for the right artist to sing these songs, so if anybody out there is looking for some good songs to sing, I think they'll find some of these on touchyourheartsongs.com, but they can download it. Let me give a number, Gary, because a lot of people told me, don't always give websites to reach you for the wills, because they can't always find me. There's two numbers they can call if they want to reach us or reach me directly about my songs or about the wills and power of attorneys. I'll give you a toll-free first. It's 1-877-439-3999. That's 1-877-439-3999. And the other phone number is 90. It's local in Thornhill. We're at Young and North of Steele, so we're not too far. We're below Highway 7, right on Young Street. 905-881-1500. That's 905-881-1500. They call me the songwriting wills lawyer, and I really enjoy doing the songs. I work with Wendy Watson and Lewis Mann, and we write songs together. I wrote, as I say, Photos in a Drawer for anybody out there that loves somebody and lost somebody. I think that song means a lot to them.
Sure, sure. Les, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Best of luck with the song. Well, also, by the way, if you find out more about Les' songs, we have it on our website. Go to jewelradio.com, and you can find clips of Les' songs on there. Les, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
All
it was very interesting.
Thank you so much.
All right, stay on the line for me. 9:20 now on this Wednesday morning. Here's Bass is Bass and I Cry, Jewel 88.5.